Rick Klein, ABC News political director, joining us now. And Rick, the week in Washington, a different week with the passing of George H.W. Bush and the memorial services that happened. What was that scene like this week at the memorial service and kind of around these remembrances of the former president?
It was really something special, and I think it's heartening that the country can still come together in that way, to have a remembrance around a great American, a great president, and something set apart. It felt like almost removed from this city and what it has meant recently altogether. And I think watching the images and the sights and the sounds and the remembrances, it was heartening. It was uplifting in a way, and I felt a lot of people actually smiling, even though we were commemorating a funeral.
Right. You know, one of those images is sticking with me, and I'm sure a lot of other people, too. I want to ask you about the Bob Dole moment this week. The former senator and Bush were political rivals united by party. It took everything for him to stand with help in front of Bush's casket. I mean, there's so many takeaways. But, Rick, you know, above everything, doesn't that speak to that generation?
The greatest generation, and to lose the last president from that generation was a moment to be remarked upon. And you're right, Dole in failing health, a year older actually than George H.W. Bush, getting out of his wheelchair. People, I don't think, recognize the ferocity of that rivalry. Their clashes on debate stages. They were two politicians of the same generation who wanted the same goals. It wasn't really after the Bush presidency that he developed any sort of a relationship with Dole. They were rivals for most of their careers, and I think that was a sign of the respect that Dole felt for his fellow World War II veteran and longtime Republican politician.
Yeah, it was definitely incredible to see that. Do you think that the president now, in his rumored new pick for attorney general, is maybe trying to build off some of this, not maybe necessarily remembrance, but the goodwill and that nature of the times in picking somebody who worked with the former president?
Yeah, I had the same thought. First of all, that's someone that would be confirmable and remembered maybe a little more rosily in light of the events of the last week. But digging in a little bit on the prospective pick's writings, he's also written about how the Mueller probe may be going off track, how the president was right to fire James Comey. There were other things that added to the resume, if he indeed does make this pick. And, of course, there's a lot of rumors always with President Trump. Until the words escape his lips, I wouldn't necessarily believe it. But I do think this is a pick that could actually unite the Republican Party and be relatively easy in terms of confirmation compared to some other names in the mix.
What about a new U.N. ambassador to replace Nikki Haley? We're hearing about Heather Nauert this morning.
Yeah, Heather Nauert is a former TV correspondent with really scant experience outside of her job as State Department spokesperson on the foreign stage. I think it speaks to the president's interest in having someone who televised as well and understands how to communicate from a podium. This is certainly going to be a pick that garners a lot of questions. A lot of senators are going to want to know specifically her knowledge of the UN, her knowledge of the world stage. Not a conventional pick. Someone actually more from my line of work than from the traditional diplomatic ranks.
Do these things get done before the new year, or should I better ask, does anything get done before the new year?
Well, the main thing that has to get done now is avoiding a government shutdown. That was going to happen actually today, but Congress decided to punt for 2 weeks out of respect for George H.W. Bush. I think they recognize this was just an unseemly fight to have now. So that has to get taken care of before the holidays, and the big fight there will be over wall funding. I don't see much room for appointments to get done before the new year, and keep in mind that Republicans are actually picking up 2 Senate seats in the new year. So every appointment, every confirmation is actually a little bit easier come January. So I think any of the staff maneuvering now may take a while to cement.
Hey, Rick, there was a market meltdown this week over China and tariffs. It started when the president tweeted about an agreement with China. But did the White House oversell the China deal?
Well, there really isn't a China deal right now. There's a deal to get a deal. And there's no pen on paper, and there's no agreement about what it looks like. It may be a temporary, a truce, a pause, but Wall Street certainly didn't treat it that way. And I think there's ample concerns right now about what it really means and what the upshot will be. And there's still a lot of concerns in circles around Wall Street and beyond that we're talking about a trade war here. So I think that there's really no way to judge a deal that doesn't exist. But the market reaction would suggest that there's a lot of skepticism about the president just saying that he's got this incredible deal.
Hey, on that issue of a shutdown, how, difficult is it to take any of this shutdown talk seriously, where, as you just mentioned, obviously because of George H.W. Bush's passing, but they were able to just delay it for 2 weeks, and it seems like it's just delay, yeah, we'll put it off, we'll decide on something later. That seems to happen every single time. I mean, are any of these deadlines actual deadlines?
Well, when you write your own laws, you can change your own deadlines pretty easily, as has been said of Congress. Look, I think the question is going to be really how much of a fight can both sides stomach, and the president is first and foremost the person that gets to make that decision.